In the headlines, Sade Williams becomes the first female competitor from Barbados to make the final of an Olympic track event. Government to convene soon a meeting of crop over stakeholders to review the just-ended festival. Meantime, the Minister of Culture admits to some challenges but believes the festival overall was a success. This is the 5:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News on the Starcom Network, a member of the One Caribbean Media Group. Good evening, I am Ronald Clark. Sade Williams has become the first female competitor from Barbados to make the final of an Olympic track event. She qualified today for the final of the women's 400 meters at the Olympics in Paris after finishing third in semi-final number 3 with a time of 49.89 seconds. The Sportsmax TV commentary team that includes former Barbados Olympian Obadeli Thompson describes the race.
Moran from Mexico has made a bright start. Sade Williams running well also. Sade Williams is pacing herself. Kazmarek kicks now at the 200 meter mark and tries to shake the challenge. Sade Williams is beginning to take dead aim on the leaders as they come into the home stretch. Kazmarek is in front. Sade Williams now comes charging forward from lane 4. Williams is challenging. Kazmarek and Anning are 1 and 2 at the moment, and Sade Williams is in third spot. Kazmarek edges it at 49.44.
She was third here, but I think her 49.89 clocking, which she had just posted, should take her to the final.
She ran sub 50, which should be enough to take her to her first Olympic final.
Sade Williams confirmed at 49.89.
The first two from each semi-final were automatic qualifiers, but Sade made it into the final with one of the fastest times outside of the automatic qualifiers. Meantime, Jamaican Roger Stone produced a shock win in the men's discus with an Olympic record. Crop over stakeholders will be meeting very soon to review the festival, which Minister of Culture Dr. Chantal Monroe-Knight believes was an overall success despite some challenges. Speaking in an interview with Starcom Network News, Dr. Monroe-Knight noted that last night's Soca 5.0 event has been getting very positive reviews from the public. In relation to the festival as a whole, she promises to fix any shortcomings.
Absolutely, absolutely. Those discussions will be happening pretty soon. Already, the National Culture Foundation, I know, is in a reflective mode, even as we pulled off, is successful. Some people have said it was the best show of the season, Soca 5.0. But we are already stepping back, first with the ministry and as the NCF, in a reflective mode about what can we do better, what went wrong, what are the areas that we need to be able to improve on. And that is not just something that the NCF will do on its own, but as per our course, we will make sure that we bring in stakeholders very early in order to make sure that as we go forward and prepare for next year, that we do so in a way, again, that is reflective of as much views. I think the CEO said it in another section of the press, we will take the criticism. We will accept that everything did not go 100%, and those things we have to make sure that we do better on.
Dr. Knight disclosed the delayed start to Grand Cadoumet was agreed in consultation with stakeholders, but says the day went well and the route got very positive reviews.
Despite the late start, and I hope that people would have seen the story by Betty Webb, where she commented that in fact, while people were pointing fingers at the NCF, but the NCF had reached out to stakeholders, listened to them, and then an agreement was made. And I'll say no more on that. But despite that late start, all of the bands, bar none, at least that I have seen in the press and as reports coming back to me, have said that the day was a success. The security forces saying the day was a success, and everybody saying, you know, the route was a good one as well. Picketty Crop Finals is a major staple in there, and to get that technically wrong is something that we have to be able to step back and look at for sure. Hands up to say we just did not get that right. So no excuses whatsoever for that.
Minister of Culture, Senator Dr. Chantal Monroe-Knight. The National Union of Public Workers, NUPW, wants government to address a number of issues which it believes are affecting the public sector. The NUPW's Acting General Secretary, Wayne Waldron, says the issues include ensuring critical departments are properly staffed.
There are a number of issues we wish to address to improve the public service, the National Public Service we wish to see. One, that's adequate staffing for the Ministry of Public Service, which is a flagship ministry that deals with training, terms and conditions, and a myriad of issues involving public officers. So we want to see adequate staffing. That ministry does a commendable job, but for years that I've been working with adequate staff. We also want to see staffing and replacement persons retire who are parts of attrition or being medically boarded to have adequate staffing, because this has an impact on the workload of public officers.
Mr. Waldron is also concerned about the terms and conditions for contract staff.
And we want to see more and more persons, when they are employed, they employ as employees and not independent contractors. Because once their employee has full employees, they can get the full benefits of NAS and contributing towards their pension. And generally speaking, we would like to see an improving staff relations across the public service.
NUPW's Acting General Secretary Wayne Waldron. The Barbados Association of Medical Practitioners is monitoring the presence of the sub-variant of the Omicron coronavirus, which the World Health Organization warns is spreading rapidly. President of the BAMP, Dr. Williams, Linda Williams, urges the public not to panic, but believes people should protect themselves and the most vulnerable by reverting to the COVID protocol.
And these variants, we are seeing some of them being able to transmit more quickly. So it's spreading faster. That just means that more vulnerable people will be exposed. And most of us here in the Caribbean would be vulnerable at this stage because we have not had any updated shots in quite some time, and our elderly and those with comorbidities, etc., will still be vulnerable. The keys are the same public health principles that we would have espoused from the very beginning of COVID, which is hand sanitization, wearing a mask. I wouldn't say that we have any cause to panic, but we just need to be more vigilant.
President of the Barbados Association of Medical Practitioners, Dr. Linda Williams. The Ministry of Health says there's no mask mandate for Barbados. This follows a viral WhatsApp message purporting to be from the CDC, the COVID health advisory on the new COVID Omicron XBB variant. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Kenneth George says he cannot verify any new COVID health advisory from Barbados.
There has been an uptick in COVID across the globe. There are new variants that are circulating. The Ministry of Health continues to monitor the international situation. I can't verify or refute the social media comments. I do not know the source of the information. However, COVID will continue to be with us. There is no mask mandate from the Ministry of Health. However, persons are reminded that if they are vulnerable, they take the appropriate precaution.
Chief Medical Officer Dr. Kenneth George. Antigua and Barbuda's Prime Minister Gaston Brown said today the country's judiciary is failing the society after a man was shot dead by an individual who is out of prison on bail. The Antigua police say a 43-year-old man was killed and two others injured last night in a shooting that occurred around 11 p.m. at a bus station. In a statement posted on his Facebook page, Prime Minister Brown said the shooting was done by a criminal element who is known to the police for gun crimes and who was recently given bail. He added, quote, "The judiciary is failing our society by giving these known, unempathetic, destructive criminal elements bail and short sentences, allowing them to become repeat offenders, thereby destabilizing our society with their routine criminal acts of crime and violence." Unquote. The Barbados government recently amended the Bail Act to prevent murder accused being granted bail after noting that several of the murder victims, as well as the perpetrators, were out on bail. Top story. Shadi Williams becomes the first female competitor from Barbados to make the finals of an Olympic track event. Government to convene soon a meeting of Cropover stakeholders to review the just-ended festival. Meantime, the Minister of Culture admits to some challenges, but believes the festival overall was a success. I am Ronald Clark. Good evening. Don't miss the latest from Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.